From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. When a college student and part-time exotic dancer accused members of Duke University's lacrosse team of sexual assault, it brought unwanted attention to the highly regarded institution. But it has also shed light on the little-known historically black college where the accuser is enrolled. North Carolina Central University has long stood in the shadow of Duke, but it now finds itself sharing the burden of a scandal that has divided the Raleigh-Durham community along deep racial and class lines.
We will continue to work together to strengthen the bonds that unite us. We all must work to become a community of one.
That's North Carolina Central's Chancellor James Ammons at a press conference on April 14th. Throughout this ordeal, Ammons has attempted to be a voice of reason during a state of heightened emotions for the surrounding community. I recently sat down with the chancellor. I started by asking him if he knew the alleged victim.
I did not know her. As you know, there are over 8,200 students on the campus. However, since the incident, I have communicated with our staff to let them know that when and if she's ready to talk with me, my door is open.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Chancellor, and we should know in full disclosure that I spoke for your school last year and had a great time down there meeting you and the fine people in the community. I literally, one of the gifts that you guys gave me was a sweatshirt. I had it on the other day in the grocery store and had someone say, without me even thinking about it, hey, is that that school? Is that that school where that girl is from? I know this is not the kind of attention that you wanted for your school.
Well, Ed, we have been put in a position that any institution could have been put into. This is something that could have happened in any city or town to any college or university student. But I do think that as we move forward, that North Carolina Central University, as well as Duke University, are going to work very, very hard to be stronger institutions, and we're going to work to strengthen our community as well.
Chancellor, let me ask you what I am admitting to be a very difficult question, and I'll try to phrase it in a way that's as fair as it can be. I know that you have already suggested that until all of the investigation is completed, you and your university have been nothing but supportive of the young lady and suggest that you are there for her if need be. But I have heard some African Americans a bit fearful. They raise the name of Tawana Brawley and are afraid that if this young lady is not telling the whole truth, it may hurt Black America in general. Is that too much to put on this girl?
I think it is. One of the things that we must do is to respect the legal system. We must allow the system to complete its course before we make any types of judgments. One of the things that happens in America is that we have a system of laws, and this system that we have will deal with the truth, whichever way it is, the system will deal with it. And the other thing is that there are some incredibly smart people in Durham, and whatever the outcome of this case is, we're going to be able to handle it. And we're going to be able to move on, and we're going to be better and stronger as a result of having gone through this situation.
Before I let you go, I want you to address something that I think you're uniquely qualified in terms of dealing with young people and knowing the hardship of trying to go to school. And one of the things that I raised when I heard this is we don't want to allow this to go by the wayside and talk about the issue and problem of young Black women trying to attend school and having to go down the road of erotic dance, stripping in order to pay for their education. This is something that happens, frankly, more often than we'd like to admit.
This is one of the things that we have found as we've gone through this. This may be an opportunity for us to take a look at our financial aid system. We found that 61% of the students on our campus have part-time jobs or employed, which says to us that there is a much greater need for financial aid that's being provided at this point. So I think we need to begin to work with our General Assemblies across the nation as well as Congress to talk about the need for financial aid for students who are attempting to complete their degrees, tend to their families, and do all of the other things that we need to do as being a part of American society.
And what does this say to us without making a real moral judgment on this young lady or anyone else who feels that this is the only way that they can provide money as a community? You know, we used to see far more churches raise money to send kids off to school. There was this sense of there's certain things that you don't have to do. How do you feel that this plays itself out in terms of showing us or perhaps teaching us a lesson?
I think what we have to do, Ed, all of us who are in higher education, through every opportunity that we have to interact with our students, we must continue to work on instilling wholesome values. We must talk with our students more about instant gratification and other issues that surround this particular incident, as well as throughout American higher education. So I think as university administrators, faculty, and staff, we have to continue to press forward with instilling values. And in the end, I think the last thing that we should do is to judge. That's going to come at the appropriate time. But whatever we do, we all are going to have to answer.
Chancellor John Ammons, we thank you for your time. We'll stay close to your office as the investigation continues and we get, as you say, whatever conclusion brings itself to light. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.